Do the monks at Wat Bapong chant the Chinrabanchon, which is a... And then would you show us how to chant the Chinrabanchon? It's a very famous, popular chant in Thailand. And they don't at Wat Bapong. It's not a part of the normal chants. It's a chant that was popularized by a monk in the late 1800s, early 1900s. Very, very famous monk, Somdet Do, and he popularized that chant. And yeah, if you ever think that Theravadins are kind of stodgy, narrow, kind of teeny vehicle, and yeah, it's just, yeah, pick up the Jina Banchara chant, and it's a real it's a tantric chant. It's a Vajrayana perspective in a Theravada framework, because what you're doing is a visualization. What you're doing is a chant that is a visualization of all of the with the Buddha at the center. But then what you're doing is surrounding yourself completely with all of the great enlightened disciples, and you've got. I don't know the chant, but it's, you got, you know, Sariputta on the shoulder, and you got people on your back. You just, it's just
Rahula hanging off my neck.
Yeah. So it's this wonderful visualization, and it means victory. What's the
Chinna? Ajahn Jeff translates it as the victor's cage, but sometimes it's like the victor's mansion.
What you're doing is creating a mansion or a cage of all these great beings around you. And it's a protection and a blessing chant that you do. So in Thai culture, in Thai tradition, it's chanted all through the country by mostly, monks and lay people. Wat Bapong, it's not popular, but it is. It's in. If anybody wants to look it up, it is. It's in the Access the Insight website of the Dhammayutta Order chanting book, and then. Yeah, look up the victor's cage. When it's chanted, it's actually very beautiful as well. The Pali is very beautiful. Okay.